Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello and welcome to the show. 21 points possible. How many will you get? How many will they get? Let's get to the point. We have school, reptiles, NFL, and Indonesia. Round one, school. It's back in session, folks. So many subjects. You know what's great about the first week of school? Waking up early. Period one, math. What is the somewhat rude term for an angle greater than 90 degrees but less than 180 degrees?
An obtuse angle?
Correct. Obtuse also means annoyingly insensitive or slow to understand. Period 2. Science. What is the average body temperature of a human? Incorrect.
98 degrees?
Whoa. I was going to give him plus or minus half a percent. Mila went with 98%. The answer is 98.6. You know what? Let's give him the point. If you have a temperature over 100, you probably have a fever caused by illness or infection. And anything under 95 degrees is considered dangerously low. Period 3. PE. What very hard exercise combines a squat, a push-up, and a jump in the air?
A burpee?
Burpee is named after a human, Royal H. Burpee. A physiologist invented them in the 1930s while attending Columbia University. Thanks, I guess. Question 4, lunch. Can you name two of the top three food consumption days in the United States? The days where the most food gets eaten.
Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Those are two of them. They do get the point. The other day, which happens to be the number two day, Thanksgiving is number one. Christmas is number three, kind of tied with Easter. Mila, can you guess the second biggest day of food consumption?
Is it Easter or is that number four?
That was sort of tied with Christmas.
Oh, I don't know.
Super Bowl Sunday. Period four. Question five, history. The United States acquired Florida in 1819 from which European country?
France?
Good guess, incorrect.
Great Britain?
Spain. They miss the 5 out of 5 round, but 4 out of 5 there. Too cool for school. School's over now. Time to grab a snack and play Minecraft for 6 hours. Round two, reptiles. Alligator eggs. At temperatures above 93 degrees Fahrenheit, an alligator egg will be born as a male. If the temperature stays below 86 degrees, the alligator will be born a female. If it's in between 93 and 86, it could go either way. Isn't that pretty interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Question one. Which reptile has no teeth?
A frog?
Frog is an amphibian.
Turtle?
Yes, and tortoises, and maybe some others, but I'm not too sure.
Wait.
Go ahead.
And My Little Pony, Pinkie Pie's pet, like alligator named Gummy, doesn't have any teeth.
Interesting. Turtles and tortoises seem to have lost their teeth over 100 million years ago. Snakes have teeth. Not all of them have fangs, however. Question 2. The word dinosaur comes from the Greek language. Dinos means terrible. What does saurus mean?
Great.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Of the past?
Lizard. So dinosaur essentially means terrible lizard. Question 3. What is the largest type of snake in the world?
Is it the copperheads?
Incorrect.
King cobra?
Incorrect. Anaconda. It can grow 30 feet and weigh 550 pounds. Pythons are longer, but not larger. I still probably rather face an anaconda or python than a king cobra. Question 4. What is the name of the Indian rock python in the Jungle Book?
Boa?
Incorrect.
Mwa bwa?
That was actually pretty close. Ka. Indian rock pythons grow to about 10 feet, but Ka's size is embellished to almost 30 feet in the movie. Question 5. The Tuatara is a living fossil that has remained virtually unchanged for over 200 million years. What island nation, with more sheep than people, are Tuataras native to?
Ireland?
Incorrect.
New Zealand?
Got it. Before human settlement, the only native land mammals in New Zealand were bats. 2 out of 5 round for the ladies. Sponsor alert, Golf Bong, 4.6 stars on Amazon, a great gift. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Not included is the golf club, but therein lies the best part. It's just fun to throw it at the target anyway. That's how we play it. Enjoy it indoors or outdoors. Check the link in the description. Round 3 NFL teams. You know, if I just got more looks in high school, I could have been in the league. Words spoken by about 1 million subpar athletes. In this round, I give you the city. You give me the NFL team name. For example, I will say Dallas. You say
Cowboys.
Exactly. Yes, this will be too easy for you serious NFL fans, but stick around for the fun facts. Question 1. Tampa Bay?
Dolphins?
Incorrect. That is a team, though.
Crabs.
Buccaneers. Fun fact, the Bucs became an NFL team in 1976. Did they take the league by storm? Well, they lost their first 26 games, the longest losing streak in the modern era, but they have won 2 Super Bowls since. Question 2. Atlanta.
Bluebirds?
Incorrect.
Is it dolphins this time?
No, it's not dolphins. Maddie was close with a bird. It is the Falcons. Brett Favre was drafted by the Falcons. You didn't know that, hardcore NFL fans. Also, the announcer called him Brett Favre during the draft. He barely played. The next season, he was traded to Green Bay, and the rest is history. Question 3. Houston.
Lions?
Incorrect.
I don't know. Horses.
Texans. The Texans are one of 4 teams that have never been to a Super Bowl. The others, Detroit Lions, Cleveland Browns, and Jacksonville Jaguars. Question 4. Seattle.
Seahawks? Seahawks.
Oh, she nails one. The 12th man is a significant part of the Seahawk culture, and they once broke the Guinness Book of World Records with a 137.6 decibel crowd roar on Monday Night Football against the Saints. That said, the record was later smashed by Kansas City with 142.2 decibels. You just can't stop Patrick Mahomes. Question 5. Tennessee?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Titans. Fun fact, the Titans mascot is T-Rack, not T-Rex. T-Rack as in raccoon. Raccoon is the state animal of Tennessee. Maddie, fun fact, played her first ever flag football game today. So give us a year and she'll probably be nailing all of these. Round 4, Indonesia. Indonesia was formerly known as the Dutch East Indies. Dutch East India Company is famous because it was the first ever company to issue stock to the public in 1602, leading to the creation of the world's first stock exchange. Investors became rich as the company was wildly profitable. However, it operated in the slave trade as well as spices, so that not so good. Question 1. What two oceans border Indonesia?
The Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean?
She got one of them, the Indian. Maddie, for the win.
The Pacific.
Correct. Question 2. What computer programming language is named after a type of coffee from Indonesia?
Coffee programming.
Java. It's the world's most popular computer programming language. Question 3. What type of huge lizard is native to only 5 small Indonesian islands?
A Komodo dragon?
That's the one. Largest lizard, I believe. It's named after the island Komodo. I wonder what would happen if you took 20 Komodo dragons and you just plopped them in the swamps of Florida. Do you think they would just take over like lantern bugs are taking over here in Maryland? Or do you think they'd die out?
The crocodiles would, I don't know.
Become their lunch is what I'm thinking.
The population in Florida would go down.
Question 4. True or false? Indonesia has more islands than any country in the world.
True.
You would think, why would I ask the question if it wasn't true? Don't I want to share an amazing fun fact? Got him. It's false. Indonesia does have a whopping 17,000 islands, but that's nothing compared to Sweden with over 267,000 islands, Norway 239,000 islands, even the United States 18,000 islands. Question 5. Orangutans are native to only 2 countries in the world, Indonesia and what other bordering country?
Mongolia?
Good guess, no.
India?
Nope, Malaysia. Indonesia, amazing wildlife with the Komodo dragons, orangutans, plus you have Bali, the famous island known for beaches and resorts. Girls, 2 out of 5, they're sitting at 9 total points. Heading in to 2 truths and a lie, Justin Bieber, or Biebs as I call him. Statement 1. Biebs first rose to fame covering other artists' songs on YouTube. Statement 2. Biebs auditioned for American Idol at age 11. Statement 3. Biebs can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 2 minutes. So you have rose to fame covering songs on YouTube, American Idol, age 11, Rubik's Cube, 2 minutes. The lie.
Rubik's Cube, two minutes.
He can solve a Rubik's Cube in 2 minutes, Mila, to save the day.
Age 11.
Correct. He did not try out for American Idol at age 11. It was always his plan to try out at age 16, but he never needed to because he blew up famous long before the age 16. They get to 10 points. What a great show. We hope you have a great week. Ladies, any advice you can give the listeners at home?
Go tend buy our sponsor's product.
And review our show.